A popular but toxic landscaping plant blamed for more than 100 wildlife deaths over the last two winters isn't going to be listed as a noxious weed. Matt Gillum has this update on a story we've been following since winter.
The Idaho State Department of Agriculture finished its negotiated rulemaking process and will pass on creating a rule banning yew plants for the legislature to review. The Boise resident who pushed for the ban on the popular backyard plants, Angela Rossman, says she wasn't surprised by the decision because controversy surrounding the plant after this winter. Rossman isn't sure whether her next step in trying to get the yew plant banned will focus on the legislature or the judiciary. The State Agriculture Department hosted four meetings during the rulemaking process. Rossman and wildlife enthusiasts rallied against the landscaping industry and county weed superintendents. The animal deaths in the colder months and the rulemaking process itself got the word out about the poisonous qualities of the evergreens, which are favorites in yards and public spaces. The landscaping industry pushed for education over a ban. Yew poisoning was cited as the cause of death for nearly 30 elk, 50 pronghorn, and numerous deer last winter as more animals than usual wandered out of the hills and into yards in search of food due to the severe winter. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.